There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program, February the 16th, the first day of the winter vacation in the schools in the Northeast. So far, in Framingham, which is my hometown, they've had school 4 days this month.
Wow.
So
what are they going to do? Tack it all at the end, I guess.
I was talking to a friend who said that her sister's kids are going to be in school until June 30th at this point.
Yeah. At 4th of July in some areas. They'll look for waivers, all that kind of stuff. So that's the weather situation. Not great in the Northeast, and Richie's area is going to get a good, pretty good, well, for their area.
5 to 8 inches, good, yeah.
Snowstorm, that's pretty good story. That'll screw up things on the Beltway pretty nicely.
Oh, yeah,
for
absolutely. The city will be shut down tomorrow.
Right. The city of Copenhagen is shut down today after police there say that they arrested two men suspected of helping the now dead gunman carrying out the shooting attacks. Were there one or two, Kenny? It seemed to me I thought that I'd heard that there were two involved in the shoot-up. Two people were killed, I know that, but I thought there were two gunmen. Can you clarify that? Do you know?
What I've seen is one gunman, but apparently there were two people who helped him out in some way.
Those are the ones who were arrested.
Exactly how?
Yeah.
But the Danish police have got those two people in custody.
Right. So there's that, and then there's the horrible ISIS video, the beheading of Coptic Christians, and then the Egyptian retaliation, Jordanian retaliation. Why are they not keeping up these so-called retaliatory strikes? And why aren't the Egyptians sending their soldiers in? Why aren't the Jordanians sending their soldiers in? They all have armies. Are we having a summit this week?
Maybe we can get a plan together.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk. How long have they been talking about this? Months.
Isn't the summit the 18th or something? Isn't it coming
months
up?
Months. Well, so what's that going to prove?
I'm just saying, maybe it's time to talk about a coalition.
Yeah. That always works well.
By the time we put something together, they have moved another 5 miles and taken over another town.
It's laughable. With all the firepower that we have on our own, never mind the rest of the world, with all the firepower we have, it was sitting here like bumps on logs.
We can't move it.
888-302-3684. Comments on that. Kenny's monitoring social media. The Facebook page is facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So what are people saying about this latest massacre in Denmark and the ISIS? That's a massacre, too, in essence.
Dan says, let them have it, each other. You can't fix those extremists. Religion, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Every major war in the history of the planet has been fought over religious differences. It is completely out of control. Yeah.
World War II?
World War II is about the Jews. That's where it all started.
Hitler wasn't, he didn't use religion to, it was hate.
Of course he did. Well, it's a hate aimed at Jews. That's the whole thing. The whole reason for his support was the Jewish influence on the business. Vietnam and Korea. They weren't major. I mean, when you get right down to World War II, I'm talking about the real big wars. World War I was a religious thing. You get back to the killing of Archduke Ferdinand and what was the
Civil
reason.
War.
Would you stop it? 888-302-3684.
You get the idea, Rich. You get the idea.
Yeah, well, he's always willing to take a shot. The essence of the... I was told not to keep doing that because I'm using that word too much, so will you remind me, Jennifer?
The essence? Vanilla essence?
Essence. I don't want to use that word. Kenny, I didn't want to cut you off. How about more comments about this?
Okay. John says, let's go all in. The ISIS need to be wiped off the face of the earth. Of course, then we'll have to take care of the next jihad group that will inevitably take their place, and it'll be a never-ending holy war.
Yeah, but either you take care of them or you just let them grow. I mean, what's the alternative here? There is no alternative.
Well, it is a never-ending war, because as soon as you wipe these guys out, somebody else is like...
Yeah, but if you don't wipe these guys out, then what happens?
You gotta remember, Al-Qaeda's still there.
No, no, all die, but we certainly...
Well,
we're not going to have
pleasant.
A good time of it. No, every day is full of this kind of conversation. Kenny, what else?
Chase says, good thing about this time is that there are Muslim countries who are helping to take on ISIS.
But they're still fanatics. There's too much fanaticism involved in this. And this is, with the accessibility of weaponry now, you can buy stuff on the black market anywhere, anything that you want. Look at some of the pictures of these kids who are in France, for example, the Charlie Hebdo thing. Look at the firepower, the kind of guns and things that they're getting their hands on. Where do they get the money to do this? None of these guys have jobs. They grow up in the toughest sections in France. They did a study of the men that got involved in Charlie Hebdo, and they all came from the toughest neighborhoods in Paris and a couple of the other cities. They were neighborhoods that they admitted basically leaving alone. They were off the map as far as police is concerned, and so they've wrought what they created. They allowed these people to live in these horrible circumstances and not do anything about what they're... It's like some of the drug lords. The fact that they live pretty much because they either pay off the authorities or the authorities are so afraid of them that they just leave them alone. How is that... Meanwhile, they're chasing you around in your car for going 68 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. All right? I'm saying that sort of facetiously, but our priorities are so screwed up. I was about to use the other word. They really are. Our number one priority should be getting rid of ISIS. Getting rid of this problem. And it's not. It's just talk. Talk, 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 talk. It's like we don't have the balsam to do something. Then what the hell are we spending all this money on the military for? Either we spend it and use it, or we stop spending. 888-302-3684. Any more, Kenny?
Sure. Hector says, unfortunately, if we don't take care of this matter now, it'll be catastrophic for us in the long run.
Yeah. Well, I think there's truth to that. In a moment, the end of a great career here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The National Association of Realtors, Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. Be sure to work with a realtor to help you through that process. The passing of Gary Owens upsets me, and upsets me because of a number of things. Iconic. He was serious about what he did, but yet he was funny, funny, funny. Anybody who ever met him, Jennifer, I'm sure that you did. I met him a couple of times. He just was one of those guys.
He had such a bout with diabetes, and that was the really sad thing.
Yeah, yeah. I had seen two different reports. One says he's 78. The other one said he was 80, somewhere in there. six seasons.
By the way, still young.
From laughing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no matter what. Let's try to get people to look at something other than all of the bad that we're surrounded with. From time to time, you hear me talking about things that I think are worth your attention. That's why I've invited Richard Krulik here. He's the CEO of U.S. Luggage. And they're obviously from their name, they are a luggage company. They have started something that I think is worthy of your attention. Richard, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Hey,
so, you've started something called a case for giving, obviously a play on words, because you want people to take their old luggage and use it for what purpose?
Well, Briggs & Riley, we started this program called A Case for Giving, as you said. And the idea is that people can bring in their gently used luggage that might be sitting around, or they may not be using very much anymore and they want something to do good with it. So they can bring it to a store and trade it in, and we will give them a credit for that. And then the bags will go to a good cause, like a foster home or such.
So why, this is, by the way, folks, for those of you who are looking, Briggs & Riley will tell you where some of those are. This is now through the 1st of March, and it doesn't have to just be a Briggs & Riley store, isn't it? Luggage stores all over the country, or is it just the Briggs & Riley's?
No, we don't have Briggs & Riley stores generally. We have partner through specialty retail luggage stores.
Right.
And the idea is that you bring it into a participating luggage retailer. We have about 215 around the country that have joined this program. And until March 1st from now, everybody can bring in that bag, whether it's a Briggs & Riley or somebody else's brand, and they'll get a credit towards a new Briggs & Riley bag, and then they know that their old bag is going to be donated by that local luggage store to a charity in their general vicinity, which we help them find.
I think that's the idea behind this, and one of the reasons that I thought it was cool, I'd forgotten, I thought Briggs & Riley, for some reason or another, had some stores, specialty stores with their own products in it in some of the malls, but they sell directly to stores all around the country. The idea of doing this, for those of you who are, and this is one of the big things, when you're looking for luggage, you always say, what am I going to do with my old luggage? A lot of people just throw them out. They just put it in the recycle bin, or they put it by the road and they fill it up with trash and the rubbish men take it away. So here's a good way for you to get a $100 credit on a new Briggs & Riley bag and donate this thing so that it can be used by people who can't, and in essence, buy a new one. Right? I mean, that's where we're, the Ronald McDonald House seems to be involved from what I can read here in this big time.
Yeah, we partnered with Ronald McDonald House as one of our charities that we facilitated with our retailers to contribute the luggage to. The whole thing came about actually when I was talking to some people involved in the foster home community, and mm-hmm. they were talking about how their kids, when they get adopted, they're putting all their belongings in a hefty bag and walking out to the car, mm-hmm. you know, elated with the family that just adopted them. But you know, it kind of stings a little bit to be throwing all your valuables and personal belongings that you have in a garbage bag. So the idea came about, you know, luggage has a wonderful purpose, and there's been so many changes in luggage over the years with weight restrictions and four-wheel spinners and things like that it seemed like a great idea. As people are getting rid of their old luggage and getting new luggage, let's find a way to have a win-win and really help these foster homes and then the other organizations like Ronald McDonald House that we reached out to as well, to take those old pieces of luggage that people have and put it to good use.
All right, I have a curve for you. You're going to kick out of this. Has anybody ever said you sound just like Dick Morris? You know who Dick Morris is?
No.
Dick Morris was the presidential advisor for Bill Clinton, who's gone on to have a career taking shots at Denver. Your voice is exactly a ringer for Dick Morris's voice. All right.
Okay.
Nice to have you here. Richard Krulik from Briggs & Riley's.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Time for the one-hit wonder contest. Trying to qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs.
And my name is Rowdy. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand.
This is, has the makings of a stumper.
Yeah, I've never heard this, I don't think.
It's a very smooth group. This song is called Float On. Group comes from Detroit. Topped the charts this week, 1977. You know who it is? Call us at 888-302-3684, and you'll qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs that will take place next month. This is very smooth. It almost sounds like Philadelphia music, even though it's a Detroit group.
My name is Charles.
Reese, crack it up a little, will you?
Now, I like a woman that's quiet.
Yeah.
A woman who carries Miss Universe.
There you go.
Quiet, she looks like Miss Universe. Perfect.
There you go. Right. Is it a doll?
Get aligned, dude.
The group comprised of brothers Paul and James Mitchell, Larry Cunningham, Charles Clark, and Ralph Mitchell. They grew up in a housing project in Detroit, all friends. This song was written by James Mitchell, one of the boys. Features every member of the group. And they each explain their astrological sign and their perfect romantic partner. That's what this is all about. Listen to the sign side of it. Crank it up.
Leo. Now, my name is Paul. See, I like all women of the world. And if you understand what I'm saying, I want you to.
Fell in love with a Leo. I think she once said, you would describe our relationship. The astrological combination is being difficult. There's great passion. And that's, I am a great fan of astrology, as most of my close friends know. I think that there are great things to be learned. I don't know, you learn them listening to this song. This song, Float On, was not only in the top of the charts here in the U.S., but also the U.K. In 1977, the fall of the year, Cheech and Chong recorded a parody called Bloat On. Gotta try to find that, Richie, somewhere.
That's funny.
Original adapted in the 90s for Cadbury Egg television commercials. They only had one hit, but it enabled them to perform together as a group for over 30 years. They've been out on the road. Isn't that amazing? One song gets them as the opening act for lots of different groups as they tour around. So, who is this? 888-302-3684. If you are into this era of music, you're probably going to figure this out. All right, let's see. How about Kathy? Hello, Kathy. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good.
And where are you?
Lake City, Florida.
So no trouble with weather problems down there. You may see a cloud in the sky today. A little shower activity this afternoon. Thunder shower, right? That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah. All right. So who do you think this is?
Modest Mouse.
What? Say it again.
Modest
Mouse.
Modest Mouse. I never heard of them.
Yeah.
You have, Richie?
Yeah.
All right. Kathy, guess what?
What?
It's not right.
Oh.
Oh, shucks. All right, but thanks for the try anyway. Good to talk with you. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and it's great to have you as part of my morning.
Well, that's good. Where are you? Where are you?
El Paso, Texas.
Yep, KTSM was in there the other day. Nice to have you here. What's the name of the group?
Pretty much like the title of the song, except it's called The Floaters.
The Floaters. Get you lined up for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor Resort. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, with the states in the U.S. making recreational marijuana legal, veterinarians have seen a rise in marijuana poisoning cases in dogs and cats. While marijuana has an important medical role for chronically ill and can provide a fun high for recreational uses, it can make pets very, very sick. The active ingredient in marijuana that is responsible for the high, called Delta-9 THC, it is this compound that binds to receptors in the brain in both dogs and humans. It's also a compound which causes toxicity in pets. The most common way that pets are exposed to marijuana is through smoke. People will get high on a regular basis in a particular location, like a bedroom, will accumulate quite a bit of THC in the air, the walls, the carpeting, and the bedding. Some people blow pot and smoke into the face of their dogs. This is a horrible idea. Pets that have been exposed to marijuana often exhibit what's called CNS depression and can show a variety of signs, the most common being just being lethargy, staggering, and hyperactivity. So don't give your pets pot. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Kid? Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Zone. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. GoFoods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday is upon us, and we're having a good, good day. Thanks to you and your companionship. Thank you. I have the companionship of Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. It's at the controls in our studio in Washington, where they're going to get some snow. Today is a holiday. Today is President's Day. And if I had a dollar for every mattress, every sheet, every car... every washing machine, every table that was going to be sold today in honor of Georgie the Wash or Abraham Lincoln.
Big deal, though. Come on.
So what's a big deal?
It's a good deal. You know, the President's Day weekend is a great deal. Time for
George
sales.
Washington. How many presidents can you name, Jennifer?
How many can I name?
Yeah.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Herbert Hoover. I'm not doing them in order. I'm not doing them in any order. Let's see. You've got Eisenhower. You have Ford. You have Kennedy, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, Obama, Bush, Clinton. You want me to keep going?
I'm scared. No, keep me out. Kenny, you want to throw a few in?
You want to keep at it? I can keep going, but go ahead, Ken.
John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
James Madison, James Monroe.
John Quincy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Jackson. Ken and I are looking at the same list.
I know. Why are you guys cheating?
Martin Van Buren, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James Polk, Zachary Taylor.
You guys are cheaters. I don't want to play with you anymore.
Well, we had time to look it up.
Uh-huh.
Franklin Pierce. There's one you don't remember here. Yeah. James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James A. Garfield, Chester A. Arthur.
Chester.
Republican from 1881. Who remembers that one? Grover Cleveland.
Yeah. One of the things that that we miss on President's Day is the essence of what... would you stop using that word, Doug? Please.
Essence.
Jennifer.
Essence. Vanilla essence.
Yeah. The real sort of story essence. Of the presidents, most of these... The real story. Most of these presidents were not very good, and they weren't very... They weren't, in a sense, they weren't really prepared for the job. The people who have done best are the ones whose names we have known through history, but because of media today, we seem to know better the presidents since World War II. But and are they better than some of the names?
It's our lifespan.
It's our lifetime, right.
In recent history.
But when you look at the caliber of people that used to be elected to the presidency, and you see how we've survived, some of these men were really numbskulls. They had
and
nothing.
Dirtbags.
Oh, terrible. And so if you understand U.S. history and you figure how we survived, and this is one of the optimistic ways of looking at the mess that we have right now, except the government has become so big and almost all-powerful and out of control. But I can just imagine looking back at the history of this country, if Calvin Coolidge had been in charge now, what would things be like? Or you can go back to Millard Fillmore if you want to, or Franklin Pierce, or any of these other basic no-names that nobody remembers, Harrison. They didn't really do much. But they, because government was centered, first of all, there wasn't much government at all. There wasn't much law and order until after World War I. There really wasn't. I mean, if you look around at this country during the 19th century, it was really open. It was really open. There wasn't much law and order. And so it was just the eastern cities that had any kind of law and order. Other than that, you were on your own. There's so much corruption. And it was at all levels of government. We think it's corrupt now, and it is, but it was, I mean, this is nothing today in comparison to what it used to be. When you think about President Day and the people that we honor, maybe there's a reason that the only two that we really think of are Washington and Lincoln. Because most of the others, certainly through the beginning of the 20th century, were lame.
Isn't it funny that most of the good presidents were all Aquarians, like your fabulous co-host over here?
Really? Good job, Jennifer. Thank you. Schools are set to reopen today across Liberia after the Ebola outbreak forced them to close last year. There are certainly concerns about the Ebola virus still. As recently as last month, one of the schools was used to screen sick people for Ebola. And so they're worrying about how to clean that up, disinfect the school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's, you know, we, for our part, we spend a lot of money building a lot of facilities that will never be used, the typical stuff that we have. We overdo, we're too late. And I wonder if that isn't going to be the same problem when you talk about dealing with ISIS. And these horrible people, we're just not doing anything. American people are becoming impatient with this, as are people around the world. And this goes back to what I was saying about how many bad presidents we've had. Most leadership in the world is gutless. Most leadership in the world they aren't really leaders. Most of them are cowards that are political opportunists. But when you get right down to it, we complain in our country because we really don't have experienced leaders. We have people that come across well in the news media, so that's how they get elected. They're liars, they're cheaters, they don't do what they say they're going to do. They only have their own interests, self-interests at heart. They're not really here to help. And so we think that's the situation here. No, it's a situation around most of the world. Africa is much worse. And people in Asia, the leaders there, they're opportunists, and they take advantage of the opportunity.
They're crooks.
Yeah. Legalized extortion. Look at Mubarak, who was the president of Egypt. He and his family collected $8 billion for themselves over the time that he was protected by America. Same as that Saudi Arabian stooge that's in there now. These people are making billions of dollars, and we feather their nest. It's because they can sell their oil and they have their deals with the West that makes them as rich as they are. And we put up with and we tolerate the things that we would never tolerate here. Never with these people. And yet it's expedient because it's business, and the corruption comes from looking at who's buying the seats. Who pays, who is a contributor to whoever is elected, whether it's the president, whether it's the Congress, whether it's Senate, whether it's governors. They're all paying, and that's where and it was forever thus. So are we whistling against the wind when we throw our hands up and say this is exasperating because leadership is so bad? Because leadership is so bad everywhere, and it's always been bad. But yet today, we have a hard time being on our own because we don't seem to have, the leaders don't have courage, and we don't seem to have courage. Is that right or not? I mean, say what you will about some of these people that are signing up for these companies that are sending private forces in to fight these guys. Those people have some courage and they're interested in money. They're mercenaries, but, you know, and I'm not saying I'm holding them up as examples of wonderful human beings, but where do we get our courage these days? And that goes across the board. Courageous enough to be a good leader in business and say things and do things that are not with the mainstream. Same thing in politics. Same thing in personal, your personal life. Where do you stand up and say, you know, this is it for me. These are my principles and this is what I'm willing to do. And, you know, you stick to it. That's not an easy thing to find. Life is a compromise, and that's true, and it's important to know when and how to compromise. But we're compromising with ISIS for what reason? There is no compromise there. You wipe them out. That's it. But we're not. Because we've got a bunch of lily-livered cowards running most of these countries. Comments? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook page is /Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, Jennifer brings us a lot of television news here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
52 channels, and what do you got? Richie's got his
finger. Is this my new theme?
Up his butt.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow.
You can probably hit the button on that one if you want to. Or not. All right, let's see.
I'll let you stand up there.
No, thank you. The poll today at DougStefan.com. Top 10 Saturday Night Live cast members. We're wondering which one is your favorite. John Belushi, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, Mike Myers, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Phil Hartman, Amy Poehler, Gilda Radner, Chevy Chase. I would probably pick Belushi or Gilda Radner. Who? Did you watch the red carpet last night and the interview with that Carson did with Chevy Chase? Did he seem like he was like goofed out, gone?
Well, Chevy Chase is kind of weird these days. He has I don't know, he has the reputation of just being sort of out there and weird.
I read a whole article last night on what a jerk he is and how he is just angered everybody that he ever works with.
Really?
But he's one of my favorites, you know, from the old days. Not
he's
anymore.
Spent a lot of time, but he's not funny anymore. All right, so the video of the day today at DougStefan.com comes from the SNL 40th anniversary last night. It's a digital short from Adam Sandberg and Adam Sandler highlighting moments on the show where cast members broke character and laughed. So you got to see it. Listen to the first little part of it.
It was funny. Yeah.
Hey, it's us in Stupid Wigs. If you're in tonight's audience, it means you did it. You're an SNL great.
Congratulations. You know, there's been a lot of classic moments here over the years.
Yeah, a lot of classic moves. But right now, we're going to sing a little song about just one.
Just one.
Now listen up. It's the night of the show. Your sketch is killing. The audience is having the time of their lives. When suddenly it hits you, a case of the giggles, and you know that you can't hold it inside. And that's when you break. Let the smile cover your face.
So now they're showing clips of all the times when just whoever it was on the cast just couldn't hold it together and was just losing it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. All right, a couple of highlights. Sarah Palin made an appearance last night on the SNL 40th anniversary show.
Next question. Yes, Tina.
Yeah, no, it is Sarah.
Oh,
Sarah,
sorry. Governor Palin, welcome.
Yeah, I'm just curious, Jerry, how much do you think Lorne Michaels would pay me if I were to run in 2016?
Run for president, Sarah? I don't think there's a number too big.
Okay, just hypothetically then, what if I were to choose Donald Trump as my running mate?
Sarah, you're teasing us. That's not nice. I'll see you at the party.
I didn't get it last night, but I guess.
Now here's a slice from an SNL Weekend Update with Jane Curtin, Amy Poehler, and Tina Fey.
Good evening, I'm Jane Curtin.
I'm Tina Fey.
And I'm Amy Poehler. And here are tonight's top stories. So much of the world has changed since the show began. Back in the 70s, gas was 57 cents a gallon, and now it's $2.60. But who cares? Still gives me the same buzz. Viewers of Saturday Night Live span several generations, from the baby boomers to Generation X, all the way to whatever you call the little dummies who are live tweeting this right now instead of watching it.
All right, the passing of Gary Owens, Jennifer. The voice, was Live from Burbank. You didn't say Live from Burbank, I don't think. The last
from Beautiful Downtown Burbank.
Downtown Burbank. And one of the updates I saw on social media was Burbank is a little less beautiful this morning.
Yep. Yeah, wonderful. Just a great personality, great radio guy. And that's how.
And really worked up until the end. He was always doing little things here and there.
Yeah, he was. All right, Conan O'Brien's in the news today, Jen.
Yeah, he's going to Cuba to hang out with Ricky Ricardo. The talk show host has spent
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Most people who aren't fans of I Love Lucy like you are, probably that's a generational thing, and most of your generation wouldn't get that.
You're right. I'm an old lady when it comes to Isla Lucy. I love
it. Ricardo from My Love.
It's from Cuba. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, Conan O'Brien hanging out with Ricky Ricardo this past weekend. He spent the weekend in Havana to film an upcoming segment for his TBS late night show. He was there for several days. He took in the sights and experienced daily life. This actually is pretty historic, though. It marks the first time that a late night host has filmed on mainland Cuba since the 1962 embargo. And, of course, this follows President Obama's call in December to restore diplomatic ties with the nation. You can see Conan in Havana March 4th on TBS. Now, the WGA Awards were over the weekend, Dougie, the Writers Guild of America. Were held in New York City, and True Detective came out the big winner. It beat all Mad Men, House of Cards, Game of Thrones, The Good Wife for Best Writing in a Drama Series. It also grabbed a trophy for Best New Series, winning over The Affair, The Nick, Silicon Valley, and Transparent. Also, as a side note for soap fans, General Hospital won for Best Writing in a Daytime Drama.
Good news. Good job, Jennifer. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Michael Levine is now with us, the focus on success. How to get people excited about success. How to do excellent work. How to move ahead. You all know that one of the main themes with me on the Good Day program is how to teach people how to do things. I don't teach as, like, sounds too professorial, but I'm really interested in guiding people to success, to doing well. After all, when we all do well, we all do better. So here's Michael Levine, who's had a successful career as a brilliant PR person, helped a lot of the great stars and a lot of people who are household names become more successful. And now he's turned his attention to helping you become successful. The guide to success that he's responsible for is called The Excel Report, thexcelreport.com, THEXCELREPORT, thexcelreport.com. Each week he joins me for a visit to talk about success. There are a lot of testimonials. I'm looking at homepage information here. Testimonials from people who have taken your advice, are doing well, people who are delighted with your style and substance. So what are we cooking on this week?
Well, first, just thank you for that very kind introduction. The Excel report comes out only twice a month. It's a simple email, and it gives you a story or a topic that talks about how a human being can reach their full potential and how they can avoid traps that sap their full potential. Today's topic, really, Doug, is a very simple one. It's called the library card. The library card. Now, let's start with some basic facts. Only 3% of Americans today possess a library card. That means 97% of Americans drive past the library and 3% drive in. Now, if you choose to get a library card, here's some good news. Number one, it's free. Number two, it has remarkable resources in it. Again, for free. It has books, it has audio tapes, it has DVDs, many of them educational, many of them entertainment, but even the entertainment material possesses a great capacity to educate. So we say to ourselves, why is that true? Why is only 3% of Americans currently using this free resource? Can you imagine if, within 5 years, the population of the library card holders in America went from 3% to 10%? Wow! It would be like putting another... Now, remember, that's a huge number of people. That would be like putting 30 million people through college for free if they stayed and worked at it for 4 years. It's remarkable. It would have a tremendous impact. It would have an impact on the people going. It would have an impact on the society. It'd be remarkable. You can learn virtually anything in a library. Now, for those of you who enjoy the computer and Google, that is a wonderful resource as well. And if you couple that with a library card, your life is likely to excel significantly. So today's topic is just something simple that you can do for free. And many, the overwhelming majority of Americans don't do it.
It's like having a passport. Most Americans don't have a passport, don't know what goes on outside of our country. Imagine what you can find out about not only our country, your world, our world. It's all there. I was thinking as you were describing it and using the words, the imagination, what I remember about going to the library when I was first in, I think, the second grade. We used to go, the second grade class would go over across the street to the library, and a lady named Mrs. Nielsen would read us stories, and then we'd go, we want to find more of these stories, and it grew from there. I love to read. You're right. There is a lot of stuff you can get online, but you could put, what a wonderful way of encapsulating what you're saying, suggesting to people that they could spend 4 years in a library, not have to pay for an education, look what you could learn, all kinds of things. And by the way, the XL report is full of all kinds of testimonials aimed at helping you understand how Michael Levine does all of this. The secret to success, a lot of you would be helped greatly by going to thexlreport.com, a great guide for success, thexlreport.com. Doug Steffen with Michael Levine here on the Good Day program.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.